Medical debt is one of the leading causes of bankruptcy. There are plenty of anecdotes of people who used up their savings, borrowed from friends, and filed for bankruptcy following a serious illness like cancer. A new Seattle study provides evidence that getting a cancer diagnosis not only causes physical, but emotional distress. As KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, there's a financial impact as well.
When we think of cancer, we think of the clinical side of the disease, the treatment, the side effects, and the prognosis. Now, there's a financial toll to consider, too.
There's a financial toxicity to cancer treatment, and we're trying to get our arms around how big of a problem that is, and then the next step, of course, is trying to treat that toxicity just like other side effects of cancer treatment.
Dr. Scott Ramsey is an internist and a health economist at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. He led the study on cancer's financial impact. He found that people diagnosed with cancer are 2.5 times more likely to file for bankruptcy compared to those without cancer. Ramsey says cancer is a very, very expensive condition. Often there are surgery and hospital bills for the initial treatment that can run up to $200,000. Then there are chemotherapy treatments. The price tag for that can go up to $15,000 a month.
And to make it worse, patients with cancer are often very sick and during treatment can't work, and so they have the double whammy of having high out-of-pocket costs and then not being able to work. So that can be a severe strain on families.
To determine the bankruptcy rate for cancer patients, Ramsey analyzed data from the Cancer Registry in Western Washington. He compared that with records in the federal bankruptcy court. Ramsey also found two types of cancer that put people at even higher risk for financial ruin: lung cancer and thyroid cancer.
Thyroid surprised us because it's usually a cancer that is treated fairly quickly, but it turns out that also is a cancer that affects younger women more often.
And younger women often don't have the financial resources. In fact, younger unmarried people have higher bankruptcy rates compared to older groups. For people who've been recently diagnosed with cancer, Ramsey says there are things that can be done. Assess your finances and your insurance coverage. Talk to a financial counselor. And talk to your doctor to see if there are less expensive treatment options.
They should at least have that option and be given the choice to choose the less expensive, because it's not helpful to be treated for cancer but then have your family be financially devastated.
Ramsey's study appears online in the journal Health Affairs. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.